Well, we nonprofit navigate every month, thanks to guests on behalf of the Johnson Center for Philanthropy. So let's talk about a little bit of philanthropy and a little bit of this and that with my next guest. He's on the line. He's hanging out in Austin. Good that you are here, Dr. Michael Moody, Frye Foundation Chair for Family Philanthropy within the Center. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Charlie. Thanks for having me.
Quite welcome. Up on my screen, I have a 37-page document entitled Engaging Generation Impact, Best Practices for Nonprofits and Fundraisers. Has this been a labor of love for you and yours?
Yes, it has. And so this is based on a book that we published last year called Generation Impact, How Next-Gen Donors Are Revolutionizing Giving. I did this with a co-author named Sharna Goldsecker. And it's been out for a year now, and has been attracting attention, as we hoped, from a lot of people, especially those in the nonprofit sector who are interested and, in fact, maybe the most impacted by what we report in the book, which is that the next generation of the big donors to all of our nonprofits, those who are, you know, Gen Xers and millennials who are going to be able to be the big, in fact, as we say, historically, the biggest donors we've ever seen because of a number of things going on in our society. They are going to be the major donors to every nonprofit organization for the next several decades. And so what we wanted to do was create this special guide that's in addition to the book that contains specific best practices for nonprofits and fundraisers for how to engage this incredibly important group of rising new donors.
Take apart a couple of the talking points, Michael. First of all, you're in the business of family philanthropy. Do you start with families here that have already developed giving in their lifestyles?
Oh, yes. And in fact, so the book really focuses both on those who are inheriting a role in family philanthropy and those who are making their own money and starting to become really active in giving that away. And, you know, I would say there's more of them who are right now involved in philanthropy who are coming up through giving families. I think certainly we see this in Grand Rapids, for example. A number of the families, every nonprofit in Grand Rapids, I can imagine, if you ask them about their major donors, they're going to say yes, but they're getting older, and now we're starting to think about who's going to be the next generation in that family, who's going to be connected. Are they going to be connected to our organization and be supportive of us in the same way? So this is very, very relevant to giving families and to the nonprofits who work deeply and rely on those giving families, who partner with them to get the good work done.
Yes, you open this study with Ready for the New Normal, and then you go through your many best practices. So let's start with a couple of best practices, and I'll have you start with number one. What, don't wait?
Oh yeah, and it's number one for a reason, because, a lot of people think, well, Gen Xer and millennials especially, they're going to be important for my organization, but I'm so busy and I have to raise money for my budget this year. I can wait and engage them when they have the ability to be, much bigger donors in the future. And we say very emphatically that you can't wait for that time. You have to start engaging them now because what they want is a deep relationship with the organization. They want a long-term partnership. And so that people who can be engaged in organizations now will be much longer term, more loyal, and frankly, much bigger donors over the course of their engagement. And so we really encourage nonprofits and fundraisers to start reaching out to the next gen right now, even though right now they won't be for the next few years your major donors. But when they do become the ability to be major donors, they'll be bigger than any.
Awesome. Best practice number two, here's a key word, build relationships with the individual. Why the accented individual?
Well, because we heard from when we talked to a lot of these, very earnest next generation who want to be active as donors, one of the biggest challenges we heard from them when they work with nonprofits is that they said, I get treated. One of them said, don't just treat me like an ATM or a big checkbook. And then, frankly, those who are coming up in giving families in towns like Grand Rapids or others where everybody knows their last name, they say, I am usually treated as somebody as just that last name. I am the child, the daughter, the son of so-and-so who is the the well-known donor already in the city. And so they want nonprofits to treat them as individuals who have their own talents, their own skills, time to contribute, their own value to the organization that's independent of how much money they have or what's their last name or what family do they come from and are part of their giving. So we really encourage, and relationship, I think, is another important part of that best practice, because that's really what they want, is they don't want a transaction with organizations. They want a relationship with organizations. And that's can be very difficult for organizations. It takes a lot of time and effort, which is why we tried to write this guide to help nonprofits get through what's going to be a difficult transition.
Again, Michael Moody with us on behalf of our nonprofit navigation, commenting on the topic of philanthropy under the umbrella of the Johnson Center. Pick another best practice, Michael.
Well, I think to this issue I was just raising about relationships and how they want to be engaged. One here we say is that be more transparent and candid, even if it takes you out of your comfort zone. And that's a difficult one because, you know, I teach in the Grand Valley nonprofit management program where we train people how to work in the nonprofit field. And we don't often train them how to be really candid and transparent, particularly about the problems of your nonprofit organization, the failures, the things that you've tried and haven't worked out with your major donors. Often we try to, you know, encourage them. The norm is to encourage them not to present the dark side or the negative side, the struggling side of the organization. But these next generation donors, they want to know that. And they say that doesn't make them less likely to give. In fact, it may make them more likely to give if they have that transparent relationship, that candid relationship where they can come in, hear about what's going wrong, what needs to be fixed, and help and roll up their sleeves and help as a partner to try to fix that problem. They really, for them, that's going to make them even more committed to the organization if they're involved in helping solve some of the problems. But that just goes against many of the norms that we've worked with in the nonprofit sector for a long time. So that's going to be a tough one, I think.
Yes. And your best practice number 7, be open to the new, even the risky, and work sincerely with next-gen donors with new ideas. Lots of newness going on there, Michael.
Yeah. Well, so the next-gen is very, very excited about some of the things that they see happening around the world, especially in the nonprofit world, some of the innovations, some new ideas, and they'll very often bring those as part of this relationship they want to develop. They'll often bring those to the nonprofit and say, hey, I just heard about this great thing happening in Nashville. Can we do that in Grand Rapids with our organization? It's funny, one of the people that we interviewed, she said, the worst thing that a nonprofit can tell me is when I come to them with a new idea is, oh, that's great, we'll take a look at it. She says, that's just donor speak for no. She said, I want that. The worst thing that they experience is when they are told we can't pursue that idea, or they're okay with the fact that the idea may not end up being a good one. And if you have the right relationship, it may turn out that you decide together, the donor and the nonprofit, that this is not a good idea, but they really want those new ideas to be taken seriously. As you can tell from many of these, they are going to be, to put it bluntly, more high maintenance as big donors to organizations. That's why this guide is important. This is a new kind of relationship between nonprofits and donors. It can turn out to be an incredibly productive and flourishing one for decades to come, but it's going to be a different kind of relationship. They're going to demand more time and attention and from the nonprofits, and that means nonprofits have to sort of transform their work a little bit.
How do we read more information? How do we find out more about engaging Generation Impact best practices for nonprofits and fundraisers?
You can go to, there's a book website, which is generationimpactbook.org, generationimpactbook.org. And there's a menu at the top called Generation Impact. And if you go under related resources there, the guide is available there. You can also check out the johnsoncenter.org website for other information that we have available.
And obviously, when you're back in town, you'll be talking with all those who are families that I trust do want to keep up the topic of philanthropy at the dinner table.
Oh yeah, yep, and I want to just say that it's, you know, this is a hopeful, even though it's going to be a tough transition, there's great hope here because these next generation donors not only will be able to give more, but they want to give it in really earnest and closely involved ways that create more impact. And so if this transition goes well, it's going to be terrific for all of us and nonprofits in particular. So hopefully that's the way this guide will help people get to that.
Thank you very much. Best way, one more time, how to find out more information?
GenerationImpactBook.org.
Thanks. On behalf of the Johnson Center for Philanthropy, you, Dr. Michael Moody, doing your great work as the Frye Foundation Chair for Family Philanthropy. Enjoy your time. Thank you.